I just want to start out by saying to all the people who love winter and love the snow, thanks. Because you made everyone's, your wishes just made everyone's commute home on Thursday hell. See, this is why. This is why people who love the snow so much and love winter, I don't get you. It doesn't make any sense. The best part about winter is Christmas, and Christmas is great. Don't get me wrong. Love Christmas. Big fan. Favorite holiday. But after Christmas, winter is, it's the worst. It's miserable for 3 months. It's just complete misery until like March when you start to get some decently nice days. It's just miserable. What's the point? And that's why I don't get people. And then most of these people are the same people who after Christmas are like, oh, winter sucks. Yeah, well, there you go. That's what you get. Another a very strange week of weather. Winter is here, I guess. You know, well, whatever. On to bigger and better things. Last week was a little bit of a tough week. 3-3. We had a little bit of trouble with, I mean, the Eagles. The Eagles, come on. I thought that was a lock. I thought that was in the bag. But the Cowboys just come back from the dead sometimes. I don't get it. And Carson Wentz, man, played bad. You know, you figure it's the Eagles, the Super Bowl hangover, I guess, but it is what it is. Then the Giants got us a nice W. I figured that was coming, unfortunately, and they won, which just makes it worse. I did like seeing Eli happy, though. He deserves it. I mean, as much as shit as I give him and people give him, he deserved the win. He played well. He still isn't the answer. I mean, I think we all see that, but some people are blind and don't see that, and they make me sick. But overall, not a bad week. 3-3. Hoping to do well this week. This is a tough week, to be honest. I think this is the toughest week so far. You got these. Some of these lines are very good. They're spot on, and it's making everything tough. See, there's two games I really like, so that's where we'll start off. I'm big on the Chiefs this week. You're getting 3.5 points against, yes, the Rams are a good team, but their home field advantage is not significant. It's just not. The only thing I'm worried about here is that this game goes one of two ways. The Rams are either distracted with the fires and everything that's happened after them and being having to travel midweek since the Mexico City got canceled, or they play motivated because they're the rumor is that they're having thousands of tickets given away to the firefighters in LA and the surrounding counties, wherever. And I think that's great. But I think that that's going to play into the Rams' favor a little bit. This is the thing with football. Emotional swings are big and there's sometimes you just don't know what's going to happen with them. Emotional swings in football. So you have that. Or you have the other option, which is that they're too distracted and the Chiefs just win the game. And this is an easy 3.5 cover. I still like the 3.5, though. You're getting the hook. And that's big, I think. I think it's big. Because this could easily come down to a back and forth 43-40, whatever type game, 45-42, something along those lines. A nice, and you're getting the cover. I think it's going to be a close game. I think the Chiefs' defense has been playing better, and I think the Rams can be ran on. Yeah, there we go. Got that done. Kareem Hunt's going to have a big game, and I think that it's going to be a back and forth shootout. I think it's going to be a good game, and that's why I like the Chiefs here. I love the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are. And everyone loves the Chiefs, but I really like the Chiefs. I think they're playing better. That's the thing. They are playing much better. And they had basically a bye week last week against the Cardinals. And I think this is a big one. I'm going with the Chiefs here. I really like it. I think it's definitely my best bet of the week. I love it. Big fan. And then this next game, I love this next game too. You're getting the Vikings at -3. It's great. Now, see, some books are starting to go down to 2.5. They see what's going on here. It's going to get bet down, I think, and I don't think it's going to come back up. But I'm getting it at 3. I like it at -3. I like the Vikings to win the game, to be honest. I think that they're just a better team. The Bears haven't beaten anyone that's over 500 yet. Now, they played the Pats good. They played them well, whatever. Then they lost. They played the Packers well and lost. They've played good teams and well and have lost. But then they just keep losing the games. And you play to win the game. That's the obvious. You play to win the game. Thanks, Herm. But yeah, I like the Vikings here. I think they're going to play well. They have been playing. That Saints game was just, I think it was more of a bad stroke of luck. I feel they just turned the ball over too much, and then that was it. Once you turn the ball over like that against the Saints, you're screwed. But I like the Vikings here. You know, you break it down. If you're breaking it down simply, the Vikings offense. Now, the running game, you give the edge to the Bears, yes. But the Vikings passing game is just so much better than the Bears passing game. It essentially evens itself out. So you go with that. Quarterback, you're going with Kirk Cousins. Defensive line, I think the Vikings are better defensive line. Linebacker-wise, I give it to the Bears with Mac. And then the secondary, the Vikings have a much better secondary. So I think that it's going to be a close game, and I think the Vikings are going to win. You break it down simply. And the other no one's talking about it really. The Bears kicker missed 4 field goals last week. So what do you think that adds to pressure now with a Sunday night game? It's just going to be added pressure. You know, I think, and that's it. I mean, this guy missed 4 field goals last week. Who on earth says he's going to make them this weekend? So I really like the Vikings there. That's my second best. I also like the Texans, -3 against the Redskins. Now, easy, quick stat of why I like this game so much. Road favorites off a bye are covering at a 70. They cover at a 73%, like in the past, however many, I forget how many years it was. But they've been hitting at a 73% rate. I like it. I think that's great. That's the stat you need right there. Because they can just, they're focusing on the Redskins, and the Redskins are going through turmoil and hell right now. Yeah, they beat a bad Bucs team. Okay, cool. That's great. Whatever. They're not good right now. They have so many injuries. Now they do play well at home. I get that. They do play well at home, but this team is just so decimated with injuries. I like the Texans here. The Texans, they know that this division's up for grabs. And they're going to go for it. They're going to go for it. They're playing well. Now they've gotten a little lucky maybe. But I'm a fan of this line. I'm a fan of the Texans. I think that they're better than the Redskins. It's simple. And the number isn't great. I'm not a fan of the number. I know. I get that. You know, -3, you never like taking -3 that much. You prefer not to. But like I said, these numbers are great this week. I mean, Vegas, screw you, because that they made great numbers. There's really no value. I can't find too much value with any of these numbers. You know, they're it's crazy. I think that they're, you know, they really are, you know, after the beating they took the last week or 2 weeks ago, they're on point right now. They know they had to buckle down, and they did it this week. So I'm going with Houston there, -3. I'm a fan. I like it. Big old love there. Next up, I like the Steelers. Steelers on the road in Jacksonville, and my God, I don't like this whole taking road favorites. I'm not a fan of it, especially more than a field goal. Oh, boy, here we go. But I think it's a revenge game type. I think it's a revenge game here. You have to figure that, because that was an embarrassing playoff loss last year for the Steelers. And I think this whole Le'Veon Bell thing is gone. And you've been seeing it. It's been gone out of the locker room and out of the players' minds for a few weeks now, and they've played much better. But now it's just truly gone. There's no more wondering what's going to happen. No more distraction at all. It's a totally focused. James Conner is going to be our guy. He's playing great. And I think the Jaguars, just their defense has been terrible. And I think that the Steelers' defense has been playing better, and it's going to force Blake Bortles into certain situations where he's going to maybe turn the ball over. So, less than a touchdown here. It opened at 3.5, so it's probably a lot of public money, I'm guessing, going up onto the Steelers. So, you know, I still like it, though. I like it at 5. I think that they're going to win by a touchdown. You know, 28-21, something like that, along those lines. So that's another good one. Fan of that. And next up, I'm going back to the well. Back to the old well. Giants -1.5 against the Bucs. And we're seeing -2 also. So 2, I still like it at 2. -2, -1.5. I'm a fan. I think the Giants win by a field goal here. I think that they're going to keep riding this momentum. That was a big win last week. Odell played great. Saquon played great. They're getting good. This is the thing. They're getting good special teams plays from a guy like Corey Coleman now. Like, Corey Coleman has talent. He has it. We saw it 2 years ago when he, in those first two games, he had like 3 touchdowns in the first 2 games and played great, broke his hand, and that was it. He just has to get his head on straight. So it seems he's figured this out with the Giants, which is truly remarkable that a guy's come to the Giants and kind of, you know, become a, you know, a better teammate and whatnot, which never usually happens at this rate. But he has been giving them good field position. That's the thing. And Odell said it great after the post game last week. When we're not backed up inside our own 15, inside our own 10, we can, you know, we have more space. We can do more things. And he's 100% right about that. Truly, he is 100% right about that. The special teams giving the Giants good field position has helped Eli play better and thus makes the playmakers play better and puts them in better spots. And I think this trend keeps going. I think the Giants win again this week, and I'm going to be sick when they do win again this week because then it's just going to keep going down the draft order and down further and further and further until who knows. Maybe they finish 6-10, and that's it. Then we're absolutely screwed. That'd be great, huh? 6-10. Oh, that's thanks, Pat Shurmur. Thanks, guys. We really appreciate 6-10, and we're drafting 9th now or 10th. Amazing. Truly amazing. But whatever. That's a whole different subject. But I like the Giants here. I don't think the Bucs are good. I don't think they're good. Fitz turns the ball over so much, too. And we saw last week the Giants were able to force a few turnovers. I think they're going to force a few again. And boom. Bingo, bango, bongo. Giants. Now, this is like, it's, we're getting lines now with this Ravens, Baltimore. We're getting a -4 for the Ravens at home against the Bengals. If that's the case, I like the Bengals. I think they're going to play well here. I mean, I really do. They got embarrassed last week. It's a divisional game. So we're getting, it's Saturday at 2:00. We're getting Bengals lines right now. I'm looking, I'm refreshing. I'm getting -4. I like it. -4 from stations, and Westgate is going with -4. I'm a fan of that. I think that's a good line. I like the Bengals here. So we're going with the 6th pick as the Bengals, and we'll give you a bonus one too afterwards. But I like the Bengals here. I think they're going to play better. Now, AJ Green's still out. It does hurt a little bit. I know. Trust me. I know. As an AJ Green fantasy owner, I know it hurts. But I think they're going to play better. I think you're going to get the best defensive effort from the Bengals. And Lamar Jackson's the wild card. He's going to be starting more than likely because Flacco's doubtful. So I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the Bengals here. And it's a divisional game. See, this is where I got screwed last week. And I got too cute. I admit, I got too cute last week. I said the Eagles are just going to pounce on the Cowboys. They're going to win by a touchdown at least. And I got screwed. This, you know, the division rivalry type games are, you know, they're just so unknown. And if you're getting more than a field goal in these types of games, unless the team is that much better, you got to look at it as, yeah, we're going to go with the team that's getting points. Now, I think the Ravens are a good team. I've been backing them for most of the season. They did screw me with the Saints, though. You know, I thought they should have won that game. I thought they should have got that one, but whatever. But the Bengals are a good, solid team. They are. They're a good, solid team, and so are the Ravens. And you downgrade them a little bit without Flacco. I think Lamar Jackson's an unknown wild card, and that's what happens. You're getting 4 points. I'm taking that. I'm taking that and running. Bengals, +4. Bonus pick. Now, this is what we're going to do, everyone. The Chargers are a -7 right now. It opened at 7.5 and went down to 7. I think by kickoff, it goes up to 7.5 again. I think people are going to go in on the Chargers. Meanwhile, the Broncos have played better of late. Now, the Chargers really don't have a good home field. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. I'm watching Mississippi State, Arkansas, and they almost just had a pick. That was nuts. Holy Jesus. All right, but I like the Broncos here. I think it's 7.5. The Broncos have played better. They've had a good, very good defense. And Von Miller, in his 12 career games against the Chargers, has had 13 sacks. So he's been able to get pressure on Rivers, force River into turnovers. And again, a divisional rivalry type game. You like the points here. You do like the points here. Especially with that, with a not great home field by the Chargers. I like the 7.5. If it gets to 7.5. If it's at 7, I'm still probably taking it. I really am going to wait and see, though. I really think it's going to go back up 7.5. So, Broncos 7.5. Big fan of that one. And, again, you know, I just want to, you know, give a nice shout-out to the fans. We're making big moves here. We've been getting, 100-plus listens the past few weeks. I'm a fan of that, you know. I appreciate it, everyone. So, thank you all for, you know, following and listening to my stupid voice for this long. And we're going to get into more material these next few weeks. It's been a slow few months for New York sports in general. I really haven't had that much to complain about. So, I mean, I have the Giants to complain about, but it's just like, it's like beating a dead horse. You know, it's just the same thing over and over again. The Knicks look better, though. You know, I'm happy with the Knicks. And they're losing games. The Knicks are losing games, but they're playing well and losing games. That's what you want as a Knicks fan. You want them to play well and lose games. Perfect storm, perfect scenario. So we're going to get into more things. We might even get into some dating stuff, maybe. I know Dennis Casey, if he ever hears this, would love that. Oh, yeah, Hofer, you're going to tell people about dating. Yeah, okay, I know, Dennis. Thanks, appreciate that. But, you know, we're going to get into, you know, politics and dating, do's and don'ts with that. I mean, that's a big thing right now, nowadays. I see it all the time. I'm on these, dating app things, and it's just like, okay, we get it. You voted for Trump. Okay, cool. That's awesome. If you voted for Trump, swipe left, you're a terrible human being. Oh, thanks. You know, you're really accepting of anyone else's beliefs. That's amazing. That's awesome. Thank you so much for letting us know. It's like people like that, and it's both sides. Like, we get it. You voted for Trump. That's cool. You know, whatever. And then the other people, oh, if you voted for Trump, you're a terrible human being. I will never get along with you no matter what. You could have voted for Trump and be the greatest human being, the greatest father to our unborn children. And it doesn't matter. I hate you. It's sick. It's sick. That's what's wrong with this generation, though. It's just people put so much stock into this crap. Enough. Who gives a shit? For Christ's sake. It's just crazy. And that's the problem. So we're going to get into that. And I'm going to go on a nice big long rant with that one. So that's a little preview of what's coming up in the next few weeks. We're riding this gravy train till Christmas, you know. Get into a little, you know, Christmas activities for couples. We don't care about what you're doing on Instagram. Oh, that's another thing, the worst. And then I got one more complaint for if you're still listening, thank you. Women that are pregnant that take pictures and videos every single day, go away. Please go away. We don't care. Now, look, it's very nice that you're having a kid and we wish you nothing but a healthy baby and a healthy, happy life for you and your child and your significant other. But we don't want to see the mere selfies with your pregnant self every single day. We don't want to see it. We don't care. It's an update every 5 days. Hey, we got the countdown. You've said it so much. We know how far along you are. We know you're 26 weeks and 5 days because we counted. You did it at 26 weeks straight. We know what's going on, okay? We got it. You don't need to keep showing us. You don't need to keep showing us. You don't need to show us sonogram pics every day. Now, look, if you do this like once every 2 months or so and keep us, you know, that you're having the kid and everything's going great, that's awesome. And I'm happy for you. But when you're doing this every few days and every week, it needs to stop. You need to be stopped. It's too much. We don't care. It's simple. We just don't, you know, and it needs to be stopped. So there we go. There's a nice little rant. I'll probably get some shit for it from someone. I don't care. It needs to be stopped, though. You need to be stopped. It cannot be every day. It can't be every few days. Once a month is the cutoff. I'm proclaiming it now. Once a month for a pregnancy update. That's it. Once a month. Let us know every month you're still doing great and the kid is still doing great. And we'll all be happy with that. I respect that. I don't mind that at all. But every week, I get it. You know, I'm looking. I'm on the Instagram. And I see a story. Mirror selfie, 25 and a half weeks. Here's my mirror selfie with the pregnant belly. Okay. No. I don't want to see it. I don't know how many people actually do want to see it. That's the thing. And maybe I'm in the silent minority here, or I'm in the silent majority. And I think I'm in the silent majority here. And you know what? You tell me if you feel the same way. So I want to hear from people. Text me. Let me know. Hey, Dan, you were right about that. Okay? You're right. I've had enough of it too. So everyone, though, I want everyone to have a good weekend, rest of the weekend. Hopefully the snow's gone, because we still have a softball championship that we're probably never going to play because the guy who runs the league is a complete idiot. That's another story. But I hope everyone has a good week. I hope everyone has a good Thanksgiving. We'll be back next week. Everyone enjoy your Thanksgivings and enjoy your family. Enjoy your loved ones. And everyone who's coming home back to New York for the holidays, safe travels. I hope everyone has safe travels back here. And we're going to have a nice week, you know, Thanksgiving Eve, you know, maybe a little Black Friday going out local, whatever, you know, all that stuff. But everyone, enjoy yourselves, have fun, and we'll talk next week.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.